The following podcast has been rated TVMA, NSFW, R, and NC-17, so it is not safe for kids. Put your children to bed. You spent enough time with them anyway.
Say, friend. Now, I don't mean to pry or even assume anything, because Lord knows that'll make an ass out of both of us. But I couldn't help notice you're out here doing what you can, best you can, and making your way in the apocalypse without a drink. I hear you. A drink's a high five, a pat on the back. Tastes good, makes you feel good. But out here, you don't want to feel good. You need a real drink that'll clean a wound, taste like chaos, and a burn that'll teach you all you need to know about how to survive. Well, this shocking beverage will snap you right back into place, no matter how many zombies or clicky mushroom people you had to face today, or how many you lost in the fires when the robots took over. Whatever your scenario, all you need is a shot of Jepson's Malort. With a taste like ground-up mummies and viper piss, this refreshing 70-proof vintage will outlast us all. So make friends with the only one that's going to make it out of here alive. Jepson's Malort. The only drink that will still be here.
Proud sponsor. Proud sponsor of Chad the Birdcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Your official birdcast of the apocalypse. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to shout. Sorry. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Chad. I'm a bird. This is my birdcast. You're listening to it. We're doing this together, both of us, in the same moment. Take stock of that, you know? Like, it's a moment that we're having right now. It's okay. We could probably spice it up a little bit. I hope you're having a lovely Friday. It's true! Like, when you meet people that are like, hey, you know what? We're just having a moment right now. Can we just take that in? And then you take it in, and you're like, bored. So, like, let's make this moment count and do something fun for today, because it is Friday, and there's plenty to watch on the streamings. There's movies in the theater you should see. There's shows, live shows. You can go to watch people do stuff. I mean, I don't know what you want to watch. That's not up for me to decide, and it's not up for me to judge, but you have the options. Go do those. But before you do, or en route, stick with me for a little bit, because we got shit to do. First things first, go buy my merch. We've talked about this before, and you guys are doing a great job at doing that. If you want to donate to keep these things going, you go to my website, which is just chadthebird.com, super easy, and you can get t-shirts, you can get hats, you can get stickers. We got more stuff coming, including the elusive, much-rumored-about hoodie. Oh, it's going to be dope. Trust me. You're going to want to wear this in the mountains at a pool bar, like a bar where you play billiards and you get into fist fights with gangsters. But I mean like vampire gangsters from the 80s, like Kiefer Sutherland, Lost Boys. This is a hoodie Eddie Furlong would have worn in the 90s. I'm just going to say it. I know that's a bold claim, but that is what it is. It's true. I've seen it and it's glorious. You're going to want to slam some balls, hit some pins with this one. And you know how much I love hitting pins. And by that, I mean pinball. If you didn't know. Okay, what else? Next order of business. Oh, yes. May 19th, 2024. That's a Sunday at Blue Island Beer Co. We are going to be bringing you the Smoke Show Part 2 live at 4:20. Me, Dylan Carey, Jenna Gephardt, Deanna Ortiz, and the Adam Burke are going to join Grit and the Double Knit live. We got all kinds of cannabis vendors that are going to be there. There's beer because it's a brewery. Need I says more? And with the code, write this down, Smoke Show Duo, you're going to get some bucks off the price. So, you know, click the link down below, use the code. You're welcome. Come find us. That's where we're going to be. Meantime, last week, which is confounding in a timeline conversation, it's like Back to the Future. I was talking about something very near and dear, I think, to all of our hearts. Elon Musk's Cybertrucks. So hold on to your biscuits because it's about to get hot in here and you're going to want to make sure those get fluffy. I don't know. I didn't have a metaphor. Anyway, here's me talking about Elon Musk and his Cybertrucks already in progress.
Yeah. promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Humans, you're a trip, man. Destination unknown, location TBD. Your existence has been and is quite the journey so far, and the snacks along the way have been exquisite. Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving your day by day, digging snow and rain in the bright sunshine, man, dragging the line, it's a fucking ride. And I never want to harsh the vibe, sour the flavor, dump on your birthday cake or anything, but so here's the thing. If I may just pop the hood here a sec, see what we got going on, say a few things like, let me just get in here, let me see your problem, what you want to do is, and other soft control phrases to indicate I know what I'm looking for. I don't want to tell you how to care for your whip, but you've been riding existence for a couple 6 million years or so. Real question, just asking, just noticing, thought I'd toss a couple cents in the toll booth fund here. After all this time, have you thought about what you're going to do when the shit breaks down? Humans, I don't want to be a bummer, but the truth tends to be. It's a fucking thrill watching you drift society from the rumble seat. And I'm not saying I know what I'm doing. I'm doing my best not to yell, watch the road. I figure I got a little seniority, what with my species having had 165 million years or so to know the road and such. But it's your evolution. You took the wheel. We're enjoying the break. I'm just raising my little wing here because I don't think you've been looking at the odometer. Humans! I don't know if you've noticed the news or the socials or just like talked to anyone in the last couple of years, but if your existence was a car, let's just say I'd be a little worried about the noise the transmission's been making. Chassis is starting to feel a little loose. Air conditioner's not working. There's a weird, funky, burny rubber smell. The dashboard's saying you're out of fluid, and the check engine light has dropped its professionalism and is now just flipping you off. Humans, I don't want to be a backseat cook here, but you planning on getting those new shock absorbers or anything? Because the ride is a little rough. And by rough, I mean about as bad as that car you had in college that you swore was fine, even though it was throwing itself around the road like a snake in a pillowcase. Humans, I'm not here to tell you how to drive. You can't drive for shit. I know, I've been to Costco. I'm concerned you're not even gonna make it to the next highway oasis with the good McDonald's, so I'm asking, what are you gonna do? I'm not walking to get gas. That's easily avoidable. Maybe we gotta get you a tune-up, because it's looking like the end of the ride is coming. Humans, can you hear me knocking? Doom! It's not me, it's the engine. Doom! That's what's causing the rattle that you can't quite find, though you move the seats back and forth and open the hood like you knew what you were doing. The apocalypse has long been in the back of your mind, and I hear you. Inevitability is a terrifying prospect. Also doesn't help like that you had a bunch of astronomers been reminding you since grade school that in 7 billion years the sun is going to swallow the earth. And yet, y'all don't seem to care. You seem nonplussed. You haven't fixed fucking potholes on Western, so to speak. So it seems that the prophecy is accepted universally, but the urgency is not. So what's the plan? You got plenty of books, games, TV, movies, YouTube breakdown vids about how it's all gonna go down, but what are you gonna do about it? As part of a species with actual generational trauma about an apocalyptic event. To this day, if anything falls from above me, I piss my britches, and I just disassociate for the entire autumn. I got my advice on how to handle it. You don't, kinda handles you. But try throwing that advice around in any comment section. You'll get more well actuallys than a woman at a tech conference. So I just hang out. I chill in the back. Along for the ride, but I get the concern is natural, which is why I'm just gonna let Elon Musk do his thing. Yeah! Let's do this. Back in 2012, the captain of the Tweetanic himself, Elon, started scheming and dreaming of a new truck that would survive the apocalypse. Quote, We'd love to make a Tesla super truck with crazy torque, dynamic air suspension, and corners like it's on rails. That'd be sweet, he tweeted. Or X'd, I don't know, crisscross applesauce and chilled. But like, yeah, obviously that'd be great, Elon. That's like saying, you know what'd be cool, right? A car that drives good and is super fast and looks cool and everybody likes it, you know? Of course that would be, quote, sweet. Onward, teased Elon at the Tesla Semi and Roadster reveal. Disclosed that he's working on a, quote, pickup truck that can carry a pickup truck. Definitely excited. Who wouldn't be when you get your first semi? Elon showed everyone, which looked kind of dope, kind of like if Sylvester Stallone and Over the Top was RoboCop. The Tesla Semi would go on to kind of always be sort of maybe available, but because of battery shortages in like China, the dream just wasn't happening, and they've only been able to deliver 36 out of the 100 promised to PepsiCo since 2017. But then, 2019, the Musk got loose. Teasing yet another image, this time of a personal pickup modeled after a submersible car from the James Bond film and the personal carriers from the movie Blade Runner. Figuring the best way to make people feel safe is to remind them of a wet dystopian future. At first assumed it was going to be called the Model B, Musk was like, psych, quit thinking so hard, nerd, and instead named it what it was, the Cybertruck. Then Elon unveiled the concept version of the Cybertruck in November of 2019, adding an extra level of comfort because that is when the movie Blade Runner takes place. Driving the comparison home with the subtlety of a Callaway Rogue ST Max driver to the face. During the teaser launch sneaky peek Cobalt Peep Show for Robots, as the Cybertruck menacingly rolled out onto the stage looking like if you drew a car but only had crayons, while simultaneously looking like it's capable of mowing down the entire crowd should it turn evil, design chief Franz Holzhausen showed off the quote, indestructible armor glass by Fergie Jenkinsing a metal ball at it, which shattered the armor glass, showcasing instead how useless the Tesla Cybertruck windows would be if in the apocalypse zombies could pitch. Elon later said that's because he showed off how well it could take a sledgehammer before they arm cannon a heater right into its strike zone, so rest easy. When the apocalypse comes, you'll be safe in your Cybertruck so long as no one hits its windows more than once. You'll also be safe, by the by, if anyone tries to kick in the door. Because according to a rep from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, the Cybertruck's leading edges are sharp enough to peel a carrot. So if vegetables become sentient, maybe you'll be all right in that apocalypse. But would you? The lack of fiber alone would make you want to take yourself out of this world. Fortunately, all you have to do is walk briskly into the side of a Tesla to make that quick and painless. Sure, it weighs more than two Honda Accords, so you'll be able to traverse any terrain just as long as it's not in the woods and it didn't snow. December 12, 2023, a driver posted a video of their Cybertruck stuck in the snow while hauling a Christmas tree, made more embarrassing by the fact that it was being towed out of the snow by a Ford F-150. Double boner embarrassing. The driver tweeted that on X, which is Twitter to everyone but Elon Musk. So you'll be fine as long as it's not a day after tomorrow snow-nario or a heavy rain. In April 2024, a driver posted a vid to TikTok of their Tesla shorting out after a car wash, pointing out that Tesla doesn't know why the Cybertruck stopped working and needed to reboot, but the notes that the Cybertruck manual, Tesla cautions owners to make sure that the car is in, quote, car wash mode, and to, quote, avoid washing your Cybertruck in direct sunlight, which I think canonically makes it a gremlin. So yeah, in the event of a biblical flood kind of apocalypse, just make sure your Cybertruck is in car wash mode, safely inside, away from sunlight, and never feed it after midnight. And recently, May the 5th, 2024, a YouTuber attempted to show how intuitive the auto-closing front trunk, or frunk, of the Cybertruck can be. And in case you're tired and you accidentally fall asleep while resting your hand on the side of it, showing off how sweet the thing is, the YouTuber started with a stick, which promptly was cut in half, before putting their own finger between the front door, the frunk door, excuse me, let's be specific, and the interior, only to have it clamp down on his frunken knuckle, breaking his finger, and now it knows the taste of blood. But before you panic that we might be in the market for a Maximum Overdrive apocalyptic scenario of self-aware human finger meat hungry Cybertrucks, steady vez yourselves, Emilio, because that's actually the most ideal scenario. Because then all you have to fight is the Cybertruck, which is easy, especially if you've got a wet Ford F-150. In fact, the most ideal apocalyptic scenario for Elon Musk's, quote, apocalypse proof for the present day late civilization vibe Cybertruck is clear sky, no rain, no snow, no one in the streets, smooth roads, no potholes, and no one throwing anything at your windows, which sounds like the most ideal apocalypse for any fucking one, because that's just a nice day. Maybe spend your money on making that scenario happen instead of designing a super sweet civilian tank that could shred a yak, but only if it's running downhill. Not that Elon cares. He's going to be in space, breeding a new gaggle of humans that wear scarves indoors and can't help but tell you why this thing is sweet, bruh. You're going to love it. You'd think the final stage of the billionaire plan to torch the planet would end with a truck that could survive a scorched earth. It's gold rush to the apocalypse, and this is America. If it's made out of cobalt, edges like a broadsword, and looks like Bill Paxton would drift it into a fucking sea of xenomorphs, sign us the fuck up, brother. That shit looks sweet. Who cares that the air is mostly plastic and everything's on fire? We got home edition tanks and they got all the pilots, so we can fuck in the back, riding into the future, into the ultimate destruction of the nightmare zone. Shreds of steel ripping stupidly in the wind, shredding our guts into glory. The apocalypse is inevitable, so let's pull the pin on this bitch and see what kind of fucking mutants we get. Yee, Frunkenha! Or humans, you could just check the engine light. Because you're not alone on the planet, and most of your Earthmates don't know how to drive, so your solutions are useless to us should you bail. Take it from the birds whose ancestors washed the universe clean house. There's no party, no cool outfits, no one-liners. It's just quiet, and it's dead, and it smells bad. So if you got the tech and the money, maybe try giving a little more time to the journey. Existence is a trip, because there's nowhere to pull over if something goes wrong. So grab your snacks and enjoy the ride. I love you. Good night.
Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises, taking us out on the back end. Thank you to Jepson's Malort for keeping me alive. Thank you to Hunter for recording me. Thank you to you for listening to me. Come find us on the Discord. Come find me on all of the things. Links are down below. Don't forget, May 19th, I'm going to be in Blue Island, Illinois. So come on down to the Blue Island Beer Co. and hang out with us for the Smoke Show Part 2 at 4:20. I'm so excited. I'm so stoked. And it's just like, yeah, obviously that's what I'd be doing on a Sunday anyway. But I get to do it with pals. And we're going to be doing bits. And there's going to be music and beer and other friends and weed vendors. Most importantly, me. So come and hang out with us. We've got one more show. And we're going to be at Q101. So, like, hang on. We got one more to do. Next episode will be our final episode before we go corporate. So get ready. Because after this, there's going to be all kinds of things we can't say. Just kidding. We're going to do whatever we want. And they're going to love it. Because they're nice. And you're nice. That's nice. What a nice Friday. Let's go do stuff. Or not. I'm telling you how to live. Nailed it.